Talking Microspeak User Guide. Thank you for purchasing the Microspeak Talking Digital Voice Recorder from Talking Products Limited and AT Guys. Let's get you oriented so you can use your new recorder right away. Place the unit so the buttons are face up and closer to you. The speaker and microphone are hidden behind the grill on the top half of the unit. The record button is a long button located below the speaker. There is an LCD display below the record button. Below this are three navigation buttons. From left to right, these are Previous, Play, and Next. On the right side, you will find a headphone jack closest to you, followed by Volume Down and Volume Up buttons. The power on-off switch is located on the bottom edge to the left side. Slide the switch to the left to turn the unit on and to the right to turn it off. A USB port used for charging and transferring files is located to the right of the power switch. Welcome message. When using the Microspeak for the first time, slide the power switch to the on position and the Microspeak name will appear on the screen for 3 to 4 seconds. Microspeak will then go into play mode and this manual will be ready to play. Press the play/pause button once to hear the guide. Adjust the volume to suit your needs. After the Microspeak is powered on, you will hear an audio prompt which will state the unit is ready to use, followed by the status of the battery. There are 4 battery levels: high, medium, low, and empty. How to charge the battery. Before using your Microspeak for the first time, please charge the battery as follows. A. Turn your Microspeak off and connect it to a USB port on a computer using the USB cable provided. You can also plug it into a USB AC adapter. B. If successful, you'll hear an audio prompt and the battery icon on the screen will flash. C. When the Microspeak is fully charged, the battery icon will stop flashing and you will hear an audio prompt to tell you charging is complete. D. Disconnect the USB cable after the battery has finished charging. Note, for the first 3 times of use, we recommend that you charge your Microspeak for 12 hours. We also suggest that you use up the power completely before you recharge. This process will help you to achieve the maximum charging capacity for your Microspeak. Subsequent charges should take about 2 to 3 hours. Note, your computer must be turned on for the Microspeak to charge via USB. How to record? A. Slide the power switch to the on position. The LED will turn green and you will hear an audio prompt which confirms the unit is ready to use. B. Press the record button once. The LED will turn red. After 2 or 3 seconds, you will hear one beep. The screen will display the word recording and the time elapsed to indicate that recording is in progress. C. Speak clearly into the microphone. Alter your distance from the microphone to suit your application. D. If you wish to pause your recording at any time, press the play/pause button. You will hear 2 beeps to confirm that the recording has paused. To resume recording, press the play/pause button again, and you will hear 1 beep to confirm that the recording has resumed. E. When you have finished recording, press the record button once, and you will hear 3 beeps to confirm that your message has been saved. The LED will turn back to green. F. Repeat the steps above to create additional recordings. G. After each recording has been saved, Microspeak will automatically return to play mode. Note, depending on the length of your recorded message, it may take a few seconds before your message is ready to play. The file name will be displayed on line 2 of the screen. Notes: each saved recording will be given a unique file name. All the recordings will be saved onto the internal memory within a folder called Record. How to playback and pause. A. Press the play/pause button once to start the playback. B. If you wish to pause the playback at any time, press the play/pause button once. To resume playback, press the play/pause button again. How to fast forward and rewind. While a track is being played back, you can press and hold the previous and next buttons to quickly rewind or fast forward through the current track. As you press and hold the button, the screen will display the time elapsed to indicate your position within the track. Release the button when you wish to resume playback. How to find tracks. While a track is paused or being played back, press the previous or next button to select and play a different track. The screen will display the name to help you find the track you require. Volume control. To increase the volume, press the plus button, and to decrease the volume, press the minus button. The screen will display the selected volume controls between 0 and 20. Headphone jack. Use the headphone jack on your Microspeak for personal listening, but please remember to adjust the volume level before you wear your headphones. How to delete a track. A. Select the track you wish to delete and press the play/pause button. B. While the track is being played, press and hold the play/pause button. You will hear an audio prompt to confirm the playback has been paused. You will then be asked if you wish to delete the file. C. Press the previous or next button to move the cursor onto either yes or no. When the cursor is on no, you will hear two beeps, and when the cursor is on yes, you will hear one beep. Press the play/pause button to confirm your choice, and you will hear an audio prompt. Note, you can also delete files by connecting your Microspeak to a computer or Mac using the USB cable provided. Connect to a computer. A. Connect Microspeak to an available USB socket on your computer using the USB cable provided. B. The first time Microspeak is connected to a computer, it will install the drivers and may require the computer to be rebooted depending on your operating system. C. The computer will recognize Microspeak as a USB mass storage device, and it will appear as a removable drive within the File Explorer window. D. Your recordings will appear in a folder named Record. You can move or copy tracks to and from your computer as you would with any USB storage device. Use the Record folder to store new tracks to play on your Microspeak, but please note that you can only play back WAV or MP3 files. Power saving. If the Microspeak is left with the power on and not used for 15 minutes, the unit will automatically power off. To turn the Microspeak back on again, simply slide the power switch to the off position and then back to the on position. Troubleshooting. Microspeak has been designed to work reliably in normal conditions, but it is possible that problems may occur. Please check the following suggestions before contacting our customer service department. Problem: no green LED and nothing on the screen, or no audio when turning on the unit. Solution: battery may be empty. Recharge the battery. Problem: track will not play. Solution: Microspeak will only play WAV or MP3 files. Problem: can't record. Solution: the memory might be full. Try deleting some files. Problem: playback has frozen. Solution: try to reboot by switching the unit off and on. Tip: we advise you to back up your recordings to a computer on a regular basis. Save them to a folder on your hard drive to avoid accidental loss. Support and warranty. Microspeak is provided with a 1-year warranty for problems found during normal usage. Mistreating your Microspeak or opening the case will invalidate the warranty. Any data stored on your Microspeak and any consequential loss is not covered by this warranty. The battery cannot be replaced. All out-of-warranty repairs will be subject to a replacement fee. Contact us. For assistance and technical support, please contact our customer service team via email at info@talkingproducts.com. You may also contact AT Guys support at support@atguys.com or by calling 269-216-4798. Produced by Talking Products Limited, Unit C8, The Premier Center, Abbey Park Industrial Estate, Romsey, Hampshire, SO519DG, England, Tel 01794278327, website www.talkingproducts.com. Important notes. Please read all instructions carefully before using this product and retain this document for future reference. MicroSpeak is not recommended for children under 3 years. Do not allow your MicroSpeak to come into contact with water. MicroSpeak contains a non-replaceable rechargeable battery. Please do not attempt to open the case and remove the battery. Warranty is void if the case is opened for any reason. To avoid damaging your ears with excessive noise, please adjust the volume level before you play a track. Technical specifications. Recording format. Wave, 192 kbps, 48 kHz, 16-bit mono. Playback formats. Wave and MP3. Built-in battery. 400 mAh lithium-ion polymer battery. Battery life, approximately 4 hours. Recording or playback signal to noise, 70 dB. Frequency response, 160 Hz to 16 kHz. Operating temp, 0 to 40 degrees Celsius. Storage temp, 10 to 55 degrees Celsius. Certification, CE, ROHS, and EN-71. Size, 105 by 60 by 22 millimeters. Audio prompts and guide read by Ricky Anger and produced by Patrick Perdue.